Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Natural immunity provides a lot of protection. You know, that's a really good point.
I believe we're going to all sit down and work together.
Hunter Biden, Burisma.
We inherited a deadline. We did not inherit a plan.
And became impotent. His testicles became swollen.
The Tucker Carlson interview last night was an interesting one, talking about some allegations of some of the side effects from the vaccine. Ouch. Sounds painful. Anyway, we'll find out more about that coming up here. Welcome back to the show. Tuesday, the 14th day of September. Month is just flying by once again. Just a quick reminder, tomorrow night, the Senate Speaker Series out at 18 North Central. Doors open at 6. We'll start our interview with Mark McCloskey around 7. Get there early. First come, first serve. It's open to the public. And I can't wait for you folks to come out there. Our thanks to the folks at Straight Realty for sponsoring that. We'll have more details on the website. So yesterday we started covering the story about what happened at Wash U on 9/11, where a bunch of American flags that had been set out in honor of the victims of 9/11 were discovered being stolen. It was actually recorded. The video's gone viral. And now the question is, what's the university going to do for it? They called the actions of this student reprehensible, but is it going to go any further than that? Now, we've invited Nick Rodriguez to be our guest this morning, president of the Washington University Republicans. And Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I talked to your friend Nathaniel yesterday, the guy that actually took the video at 6 in the morning of this individual, Fadel Alkalani, stealing these flags. What was your reaction when you first saw that, when that was brought to your attention?
My first reaction was honestly just pure shock. I remember waking up in the morning and you know, having the video sent to me, and just being flabbergasted that this was taking place at my university. It seemed like something, you know, I would be reading about in Snapchat news about some university like on the Pacific Northwest or something of that nature. But once it really stuck in, the only thought I had was just sadness. I mean, what a despicable act to do, Mark.
Well, I would agree with that, and I think everyone does. The university claims to agree with it. They referred to it as reprehensible, and they feel like it was a violation of the First Amendment at the very least. An act of speech is what they said of what you guys had done there. You put out the flags. It wasn't necessarily supposed to be political. It was about an attack on this country on 9/11. Did you know this individual at all?
No, I had never met him prior to this incident, nor had I ever heard of him prior to this incident.
So then, as the leader of the College Republican group over there, what are you guys hoping will be the fallout for his actions?
I would say there's one clear direction we're trying to take it. So at minimum, we do not want this student representing the student body as a student leader going forward. He's currently the vice president of finance on the student union, as well as a residential advisor at this school, which I find absolutely ridiculous if the school does not remove him from these positions, considering what does it say to be a top 20 American institution when you have a student that shows no respect for campus traditions, no respect for other students' groups' rights of free speech, and above all else, no respect for a memorial of one of the most tragic days in U.S. history. But ultimately, we're hoping to have the student expelled from the school, as I do not want to share an alumni with a student that has such a lack of respect for us human life.
So again, we're talking to Nick Rodriguez, president of the Washington University Republicans. I asked Nathaniel this question yesterday, but I have to wonder. I don't know what the university is going to do here. I don't know if they'll take any action or not. It's just now Monday, and this happened on Saturday. So maybe we need to give them a day or two to see what they're going to do. Hopefully, they'll announce their decision. But I wonder if they would have acted more quickly. I think there's a little political correctness at work here. What if it had been, let's say, hypothetically, a member of the College Republicans and the flags involved had been representing something like, you know, a BLM or maybe some sort of pro-Palestinian group had put out a bunch of stuff on campus? My suspicion is the reaction would have been much more swift. Any thoughts on that?
I don't have, you know, any firsthand knowledge to suggest that the action would have been much more swift, but off of my own opinion, I tend to believe with you, Mark.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, I tell you what, Nick, thank you for giving me some time this morning, and keep us up to date on this. We'd love to know what you guys are hearing, you know, as a student body on what the school's going to do. You guys may hear about it before anybody else. Keep in touch, please.
Definitely. And thank you for having me on this morning, Mark.
You bet. My pleasure. Nick Rodriguez there, a student over at Washington University, waiting to see what the school is going to do with this. They've got a little politically correct conundrum on their hands here, I think.
They sure do.
They certainly do.
On a few levels.
We'll see. We'll see what. I know I saw a quote from my friend Susan McGinn over there the other day. We'll see what she announces here ultimately about this individual. Who stole those flags. Hey, coming up, Cheryl Atkinson, one of my favorite guests, a host of Full Measure. She's got a new book coming out, one of the best investigative reporters in Washington, D.C., when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Immigration provisions in this legislation serve as a vital investment in human infrastructure that reflects our commitment to a stronger U.S. economy and a vibrant future for all Americans. By providing a path to permanent residence for America's dreamers, temporary protected status holders, farm workers, and other essential workers who keep our country running, there's no doubt that we will benefit from the resulting economic gains for decades to come. Further, by restoring the ability.
So that is Congressman Jerry Nadler you hear there talking about providing basically amnesty yesterday, part of what they're trying to get pushed through. And we see the problem on the southern border. Just one of the stories being covered recently on Full Measure. Cheryl Atkinson is the host of Full Measure, and always great to get her on here this morning. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Yeah, this border crisis continues to be ignored in large part by the mainstream media in this country. I mean, I know there's lots of distractions like Afghanistan and COVID, but other than you guys, very few people are focusing on what's going on the border.
And this is shaping up to potentially be the worst for illegal immigration in American history in terms of numbers. And I was down there recently primarily to find out if it's true that so many are coming in with COVID, yeah, which was sort of the rumor. And yes, unfortunately, that's true. And whether it's true that they're being released without being tested by the feds, and yes, that's true. So how do we know they have COVID? Well, the local communities and nonprofits where they're being released by the hundreds and sometimes thousands a day, they're scrambling to try to collect the immigrants and get them to agree to be tested and agree to be isolated if they test positive and so on.
And yet you could lose your livelihood if you don't agree to get the vaccination, and yet we're ignoring this flood of people across the southern border.
It's really shocking. I mean, if you or I traveled abroad and tried to come back in the U.S., we wouldn't be allowed to come back without a negative test or proof of previous infection or vaccination. But I guess if we, you know, crossed the Rio Grande River illegally, we could get in, you know, without any of that screening.
You know, I might have been Tucker Carlson yesterday referred to the president's speech this week as one of the most divisive in modern history. Would you agree with that?
The one where he's talking about the vaccine mandate?
Yes.
It was pretty, it was pretty big for dividing people. I think people are super divided. If you look at, they try to imply more people are vaccinated than are, by using a number that includes, these are all estimates, people who aren't fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But CDC estimates it's about half of the population now is vaccinated. And the other half has reasons, whether moral, ethical, or medical, that they're not vaccinated by and large. So we are very divided. But to imply that there's no reason or rationale for the other 50% to not be vaccinated, when many of them, by the way, have, according to studies, better natural immunity than the vaccine provides. That is divisive.
Yeah, they just want to ignore that in many cases, it seems like. Cheryl Atkinson, my guest this morning. And Cheryl, you've got a new book coming out called Slanted, about the news media and basically how they've conditioned us to like censorship. I love the title of the book.
You know, it's really measuring the trends that have been in play for a couple of years, but as I wrote that book, it was coming to pass in a bigger way. We're talking about, you know, I say how the news media taught us to love censorship and hate journalism, how we've been convinced, and this is only starting in 2016, it's a relatively new trend, people may forget, how we've been convinced to, in some cases, cheer on this third-party censorship of our information. Well, we shouldn't see that because it could harm us, or some third party, usually dictated by some corporate or political interest, has decided that it's not truthful. But really what they're doing is shaping.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Information and limiting what we can see for their interests. You know, these are not honest efforts in most cases to divine the truth, whatever they've decided that may be. This is a way they've figured out to shape the information landscape, particularly online, where they found they couldn't do that before 2016. And this traces back, as I say in the book, you can trace it back with a follow the money analysis to President Trump's election, where his opponents think he got elected by virtue of their not being able to control information online. So that's what they set out since 2016 to do, control it.
Is there a solution there? I mean, is there hope for turning this around?
Well, I guess I've learned you can't underestimate a big chunk of the population's ability to see through BS. And now I think a lot of people are learning when there's an effort, and I teach this, when there's an effort to limit or stop a discussion, that often means the discussion of the facts are actually true, not false. So that points you in a direction of a truth many times. So if you use it as the opposite of what they're trying to do, you kind of defeat the effort.
Yeah, I love that. Cheryl, what do you have coming up on the Full Measure this weekend?
Well, you're going to love this weekend because I set out to figure out, you know, there are people who say the COVID death count's actually much higher than we know. There are people who say that this was an overcount. So I found hard stats and documents that show what little we can know with certainty without a national government audit. And apparently the government's not interested in conducting one. But I found in one county, and then cases outside of that, but one county where we could analyze the numbers because they're small enough, there was an overcount of something like 500% of COVID deaths.
Wow.
And I spoke to coroners that talked about having a murder-suicide be put on the COVID death list, heart attack. I talked to a coroner who talked about two living people she discovered on the state's death list. They didn't die of anything, let alone COVID. So we examined that Sunday in Full Measure.
Can't wait to watch it. Cheryl Atkinson, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You bet. The book, by the way, you can pre-order it now. It's due out November 24th. And Full Measure is on, by the way, as Sinclair airs that at 9:30 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Sundays. And you can also, of course, go to their website, fullmeasure.news, and see those episodes after they air. Find out more information on it. One of the best investigative reporters in D.C. right there, let me tell you. Coming up, Susie Moore is going to join us. She's with Red State. We'll be right back.
Point. If you missed the speech, go back and watch it online. That address, Biden's address, was the most divisive speech ever given by a modern American president. Virtually every sentence of the speech reinforced a single point again and again, and it was this: your fellow Americans are dangerous to you. They could kill you. And that includes your family, it includes your friends, it includes the people you sit next to at work. All of these people are threats to you, and only the Biden administration can save you. Quote, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated workers. That's what the president said.
That is exactly, I could agree with Tucker Moore on what he said about that. I mean, frankly, it's the truth. Let me get to Susie Moore, Deputy Managing Editor at Red State. Susie, how are you?
Hey, Mark, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I listened to Tucker say that last night, and I swear I had just seen online, and I don't remember if it was Red State or not. It might have been a picture of a bunch of Democrats together with Nancy Pelosi, and for the official photo, they all had their face masks on. And then as soon as the cameras turned away, somebody snapped a photo. They all ripped their face masks off, and they were right up in each other's faces. So it's one rule for you, another rule for me, for a lot of these folks, including Joe Biden.
That's par for the course. But what's really interesting is it's like they're not even making an effort anymore to try and, to disguise it. They're just basically saying, look, we're just playing for the cameras. And now when it's done, we'll go on about our business. And they're not even trying to persuade people, really.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I love the variety of stories that you guys bring there on Red State all the time. So the big one that's coming up next is obviously 2022 and these midterm elections. And that we know what traditionally happens, that the country tends to shy away from whoever the party is in power. And in this case, it appears Republicans should pick up some seats. I mean, we don't know for sure that's where it's going to go. It certainly seems like that.
But
the Democrats aren't being shy at all about continuing to grab every bit of ground that they can while they've got a majority. And Republicans don't ever seem to do that.
It's true. I think that you are seeing a sense of urgency on the part of the Democrats to act while they have the power because they can see the writing on the wall. And while traditionally, yes, the conventionalism says there should be a swing back the other direction come November of 2022, and let's hope so. They are wasting no time to make the most of their time in power. Republicans, I mean, it's the old Lucy with the, and Charlie Brown with the football thing, you know. There's this reluctance to lead when the power is in their hands. And maybe, you know, to be fair, maybe it is sometimes tricky to know how to lead as opposed to oppose. It seems easier to criticize somebody else's leadership or lack thereof than maybe figure it out for yourself. But that's what you have to do. That's what you're charged with doing when people elect you and put you in office.
Well, and to your point there, I mean, Ron DeSantis is one who seems to know how to lead, whether people on the left agree with what he's doing or not. He's been willing to put his body, so to speak, his administration between Washington and the people of Florida. I spoke earlier this morning with John Lamping, former Missouri senator, and mm-hmm. he and I were discussing whether or not Mike Parson was getting ready to do that. Supposedly, some announcements coming out of Jeff City in the coming days on, you know, there's recommendations on quarantines and other things like that. I think a lot of people would like to see Mike Parson act a little more like Ron DeSantis.
I agree. I think a lot of people would like to see a lot of Republican governors and Republican elected officials act a little bit more like DeSantis. He seems to have found the right combination of pugnaciousness with smarts. You know, he picks his battles. He picks them wisely. He doesn't make any bones about it. He doesn't shy away from it. He doesn't try to wrap it up in pretty words. He just goes right at it, but he does it with a little bit of finesse.
Yes.
And it's interesting to watch. It's like, you know, you watch that and you think, okay, this is what we need to do. This is the type of leadership we need to see. And you hope that those who are holding office now and are hoping to hold office on the part of the Republicans are taking note.
You know, I wanted to play a soundbite for you, Susie, that I gathered from a professor in Canada. She is about to become a victim of a vaccine mandate, which she's an ethics professor, and she kind of gave her final class online the other day. Dr. Julie Pones is her name, Ponesse, and this is what she basically said to her class here. Hold on.
When a person has done the same job to the satisfaction of her employer for 20 years, is it right or is it wrong to suddenly demand that they submit to an unnecessary medical procedure in order to keep their job? In this case, the procedure is an injection of a substance that has not been fully tested for safety. It has not yet been shown to be effective. It is designed to prevent an illness that poses little threat to the employee. The employee is not allowed to ask questions. She may only submit to the procedure or be fired. To my first year students, is this right or is this wrong? I already know the answer.
That she said that would be her final exam for her students. That would be the question. And they had to write it out in essay form at the end. But she already knows the answer because she's talking,
right?
She's talking about herself. And a lot of Americans, even though she's a Canadian professor, a lot of Americans are about to face that same question.
It's an interesting conundrum because on the one hand, as a private entity, an employer within reason, obviously, has the right to have some standards and requirements for their employees. This seems to brush right up on that line and possibly cross over it. I think you're going to see not only a lot of pushback, but a lot of litigation over it. The way she posed that very eloquently lays out the logical fallacy that's underlying this premise, this push for mandates.
Oh yeah.
And I think it really kind of lays bare and it's a great divide. I mean, you're either somebody who believes in that sort of authoritarian impulse of the government and or employers to have that level of control over the individual, or you're someone who doesn't believe that's the proper approach.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a great divider of people's viewpoints and worldviews.
I have a hard time believing that most Americans support that. I really do. And I think you're hearing it in some college football stadiums on Saturdays around the country with people yelling Joe Biden's name. I was golfing with a friend yesterday, and he very earnestly believes we should even mandate flu vaccines. And I'm like, they're only right 40% of the time. Mm-hmm. You never know if that's going to prevent you from getting the flu or not. In this particular case, we know it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. It probably reduces the symptoms for most people. So I think it is a conundrum for them to, that's my favorite word today, conundrum, for them to suddenly decide that you've got to take this thing or you need to leave the workplace.
I would submit it's a demonstration of a certain air of privilege. We are privileged to live in a country that is fairly free. We enjoy many liberties, and we've gotten complacent and comfortable with those to the point where people take them for granted and don't even think about them. And they're presented with this great boogeyman of a scary, a threat, and they're clinging to what seems to be the easy solution to that and saying safety is paramount, but they're forgetting all of the important liberties and the things that make being an American special.
Yeah, that's a great point. Susie Moore, always loved the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Deputy Managing Editor at Red State, redstate.com. You know what it reminds me of, Carl, if the computer is still up over here?
It is.
These are unsettling times. And when the future is uncertain, there seems to be an instinct in our human nature to withdraw to the perceived comfort and security of our own tribe, our own sect, our own nationality.
Got to cling to your guns and your religion, according to Barack Obama, if you disagree with him. Stay tuned.
When Laura and I were first kind of partnered, we really started having a conversation about what it means to be working class women of color at the Met. And we said, we can't just play along, but we need to break the fourth wall and challenge some of the institutions. And while the Met is known for its spectacle, we should have a conversation about it.
Yeah, they had a conversation by wearing designer gowns to an event that cost $30,000 to attend. That was the one and only AOC there. Occasional cortex lecturing people on inequality while wearing a designer dress to a $30,000 a plate dinner at the Met.
Right, the optics are bad no matter if she paid for the dress or didn't, which I'm sure she didn't, or paid for her ticket or didn't, I'm sure she didn't. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's bad.
It just looks bad.
Tax the rich. Oh, by the way, just in case you know, the Democrats are debating the taxes that they're going to raise to pay for their new $3.5 trillion plan that may or may not pass. One way they want to do it is by increasing the tax rate in the United States to 40% minimum for people that make $400,000 a year. Half of your money is gone. Like, who gets to decide that no matter how hard you work, the government deserves half of your income, or almost. It's outrageous that we've let the conversation get to that in America. 104 years ago, we didn't even have an income tax in this country. Now they want to tax you at 40%. Don't let the little green envy monster crawl up on your shoulder there. Who cares? These are people that work their butt off to make that kind of money. Why should the government get to steal it like that? That's just wrong. The best meme I've seen in the morning is somebody took that picture of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez where she turned around to show her tax the rich dress, and instead they wrapped her in a Chick-fil-A sandwich bag, which looks sort of similar with the writing on it. It was pretty funny.
I saw one that said Trump won.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one as well. Hey, let's give away a Mark Cox Morning Show T-shirt. How about to caller number 7, 314-241-9797. You can win one of these limited edition Mark Cox Morning Show T-shirts. Thank you for that. 314-241-9797. Call in right now, and you have a chance to maybe get one of these. We're going to give a couple away tomorrow night at the speaker series out in O'Fallon, 18 North Central Drive in O'Fallon. And the company is also called 18 North Central. If you've never been out there, it's fantastic. It's like an adult playground. They have laser tag downstairs, and they have bumper cars for like team building and things like that. But upstairs, they have this event space where they hold, you know, banquets and wedding rehearsal dinners and things like that. It's great. Seats about 200 people. Doors open at 6. Event starts at 7. Mark McCloskey is going to be out there with me. We're going to talk to him about why he thinks he should be your next U.S. Senator. My friends at Whiskey Dickerson will be there. They're going to be selling some of their own T-shirts, which are fantastic if you like guns and whiskey and all that stuff, and you're a patriot. And they're going to have some Mark Cox Morning Show T-shirts there as well that you can buy if you really want to get your hands on one. And I want to thank our folks at Distrait Realty for sponsoring these speaker series this year. We really do appreciate their support and helping us put that on. So that, again, that's coming up tomorrow night. Get there early. Last time I got there, I think we said the doors opened at 6. I got there at 5:30, and there were already people in line, and some people had already gotten in upstairs to get their seats. And they have a bar there where you can buy yourself a cold drink if you want while you're there. No food or anything, but it's free. What do you want for free? We're doing all we can for you.
The bar's not free. You want to reiterate?
No, the bar is not free. It's not an open bar. It's not an open, except for me. You know, drinks are on the house on me, but for me, I should say. Me being very clear.
You just said.
For me. I'm just kidding. I paid for my own drinks, too. Hey, we'll see you out there tomorrow night, folks. Stay tuned. Brian Kilmeade is going to be up next. And then the Annie Fry Show, then Mark Reardon. And we're back tomorrow morning about 5 a.m. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.